On this episode of Cubs Out Loud, Damon and Jeff interview Ian, the creator of Bear Underground. How has this site been doing since its launch 2 years ago? And what else is in store for the site? We talk about Superhero Squad, Lion Trailers, Drag Queens, and Ally Sheedy. COL 183 starts now. October 28th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now. Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, Adventure in Length, episode number 183. And our special guest today is Ian, the creator of Bear Underground.
Awesome.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just a quick note, Ben is out currently taking care of family. He would have been returned here, but the situation came up. Robert has been taken hostage by a tribe of medical professionals, none taller than 5'6". They will only give him back on the condition that he has a full physical.
Ah. So. Oh, God.
I asked him about that.
Aww.
So that's why they're not here, and it's just the two of us. And this is a slightly different type of episode, that doing things in a little bit different order just because of time frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start this off. Ian, you're here. I spoke to you, was it 2 years ago that I spoke to you last?
Yeah, probably right about there. I think it was shortly after we put the site live, which was October 1st of 2010. So, yeah, right about 2 years ago.
That was post-beta, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
So, a lot of things have changed in that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it has. It's definitely really kind of taken on a life of its own and really expanded quite a bit from where we were thinking we were going way back when we started the thing.
So let's review something about that. Like, originally, what's changed between the directions you were expecting to begin with to where we're at right now?
Well, way back when we started the site, I mean, we were really looking at, this was before, Bruiser, Bear Central, any of the other sites were up and running. And it was shortly after, Bear City had shut down. It was actually right after that's when we started working on our site. And really we were looking at, competing with, with Bear 411, which, mm-hmm. I mean, really everybody is. at the time, I think probably the biggest change that we've made since then was way back when we were kind of working on the project, and even shortly after we were launching, kind of the whole intention originally was kind of to follow, quote unquote, the Bear 411 model, where you have kind of a free tier and then a paid tier with additional functionality, and using that for a revenue stream for it. As I'm sure everybody knows, ended up no longer happening. Our site is currently, and our intention is to keep it 100% free. So there's no locked out features or anything like that. We actually are working off of a donation model. It's actually something that was suggested by a couple of our people shortly after we were launching. We had the site up and everything was free at the time. And, a few of our members were like, hey, this is great. We love what you're doing. How can we send you money? And it was kind of like, well, maybe we should go that route instead. And, so that's kind of the direction that we did. And I mean, it's not a huge income generator, but, it certainly helps us, offset, some of the expenses that we've got with running the site. That's obviously, I think, the biggest noticeable difference from where we were originally headed to where we are now. But since then there's, just been some, general, kind of changes in direction with, the kind of functionality and the type of site that, that we are, from the original version. I mean, Jeff, I'm sure you remember, you know, way back when we launched. I mean, it was basically just a, you know, we had a couple other things, but it was primarily just profiles. Was 90% of what we had. You know, and since then, we've really expanded out quite a bit. We've got a much more robust community section with, you know, club and resource listings, event listings. We've still got the chat rooms, you know, with webcams, and those are, I think, arguably one of the more popular features we've got. You know, but then we've also added on, you know, like our What's Up feature, you know, kind of like Facebook posts, you know, or Twitter posts, you know, with comments, that kind of thing. You know, we've still got all the profiles. Obviously, we've added on groups functionality. So that was just recently in the last couple months. With that, you know, any of our members can go and create a group, you know, kind of similar to, you know, like Facebook groups, you know, just kind of specific for a particular topic. And then, you know, anybody that joins it can post up in there and you can make text posts and photo gallery posts and comment on stuff and all that. You know, and then we've also got discussion forums, you know, which was something we were kind of thinking, you know, originally way back, you know, when we launched, but just it didn't make it into the initial batch. So that came a little bit later. I mean, really, we're kind of, you know, looking to see what we can do to kind of provide the, you know, the best resource and the best, you know, community site for the entire bear community and really kind of be a, you know, like a one-stop bear site.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're doing and everything there. So.
Now, what features have you added since that 2 years? Besides, you know, obviously we still have those profiles. You get that string on your dashboard with the new people who have viewed your profile, and you had a great chat system. Which now, what else has you added besides the community aspect? I think it was probably the first thing that you added was looking at events. I think you had those as the cap.
Yeah, I think from the beginning, you know, when we launched, it had the you know, it was primarily the profiles. Shortly after that, we added on, you know, kind of expanded functionality with the conversation system. I know that went through a few iterations very early on. Added on the you know, the mini chat window, you know, where you can click on that and basically kind of get a pop-up window with your buddy list and unread messages. Shortly after that, we brought on the you know, the community areas, so the club listings and the event listings, which those have kind of both gone through an overhaul recently. Then that was pretty much it for a while. Then we kind of experimented with some design stuff for a little bit. And Jeff, I don't know if you remember, but we had kind of a failed experiment about a year ago with kind of a radically different design that we kind of moved back, pulled back away from because it just didn't scale as well as, you know, we'd, you know, and that kind of brought us to the current design that we've got now. It's kind of a modernization from what we originally launched with, and just recently went through some additional design tweaks, kind of changed the color scheme a little bit, made it a little easier to read, a little bit more friendly, you know, some larger text, that kind of stuff. But yeah, more recently has been, you know, like the groups, the What's Up features, you know, those kind of things. You know, and then we've also actually just recently completely overhauled our mobile website. So we've now got about 90% feature parity between the mobile and the desktop versions. So you can actually just log in on any phone, Android, iPhone, you know, Windows Phone, et cetera, and you'll automatically load the, you know, the streamlined interface. And we've got pretty much everything except for the forums available on the mobile phones, including the chat rooms. Amazing. Wow. They're text only. I mean, obviously you can't do the webcams on but you know, I mean, you can still, you know, chat with people and everything on that. And I definitely think we have, you know, best in class mobile experience out of any of the bear communities out there. So It's definitely something I'm extremely proud of there. So, and then also recently, kind of started adding in more location-based functionality. So, you can now, when you're creating and editing your profile, you can actually set a location and a geotag based off that location. And then we actually will show you members that are within a certain distance of where your geotag location is. We're bringing in some search capabilities around that fairly soon as well. So that's something that's fairly new within the last month.
I know one of our favorite other websites, Bruiser, does not have a mobile website. So did you initially, when you started the site, were you initially like, hey, I'm going to get an initial regular site up, but I'm also going to make sure to get a good mobile site up to begin with? Or did that come by a suggestion? Or
no, the plan was always to have a mobile website. Bear 411 and even Bear WW at the time had had fairly crappy mobile websites, and the intention was always to get something mobile up. We did not have that at launch. We brought that on. So what would you say? That was a couple months after launch. Phil's here, by the way, too.
Hi, Phil.
We did bring on the mobile website about a couple months after we launched back in 2010. It was a bit more stripped down than it is now. Back then, it was just the the profile listings and the messaging system. And then we kind of slowly, added stuff onto it. You're bringing on the event listings and those kind of things. And then, like I said, with this last revision we did about a month ago, we really tried to put in as much as we possibly could out of the website. You can actually now register on mobile. You can edit your profile on mobile. You can upload photos to your profiles. And actually, as of iOS 6, you can do that all on iPhone and iPad devices. So we've really, kind of been doing what we can to bring the full experience to our members when they're on the go.
Wow.
And Paul, change for this new platform. This is Phil, by the way. Change for this new platform was also to put a basis, because eventually we do want to get into the app market. Mm-hmm. And that we have an app that hooks directly to Bear Underground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there was with the big update that we did about a month ago, there were obviously the visual changes, but there was a lot of under the hood, changes, and that's why all the profiles had to be redone, that kind of thing, because we really kind of restructured how all the data is stored and how it works. It brought a lot more functionality to the front end, but it also really kind of got us on a good platform that we can, ultimately use to expand into, the actual mobile app environment. And that's something that's definitely on our plans coming up. So.
Well, yeah, I do have to say that for the meantime, before you actually get into programming those actual applications for iPhones, Windows phones and Androids, you've got a great mobile website. It's I wouldn't say it's the fastest website in all the world, but it's probably the faster of many things that would load, especially with this type of this great looking website.
There is a lot of stuff going on, some pages can take a couple seconds to load, but
so it allows you to be like, okay, you've got a very satisfactory thing on the web browser for your mobile phone that you can take your time to actually get the app out. You don't have to rush it because people are being like, yeah, the website sucks or something. Well, the website looks great. So, yeah.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah. I was curious. I noticed you're working kind of on marketing and getting the site promoted. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to start getting that out there? Because I mean, honestly, I love the site and I think, a lot of people will enjoy it compared to like Bear 411, which hasn't changed in so many years.
Yeah, really. We've kind of been doing various things, over the last couple of years, with marketing. Definitely gotten ads out at various Bear events, in the run books. Some of them we've sent actual print materials to. You know, we have been in person to a bear run in Tennessee. Some friends of mine run that event. It's a great event, Camp Bear. Although that is a smaller event, so you know, I mean,
yeah,
about 300 or so people. But a lot of it's really been word of mouth. It's been, you know, people, you know, kind of telling their friends, you know, hey, you know, I'm really enjoying my time over here. Come join. You know, so there's been a lot of that. You know, we're really kind of taking advantage of whatever opportunities we can. You know, I mean, one of the big issues with you know, any kind of marketing, obviously, is, you know, is the cost of it. You know, I mean, getting print materials, getting banners made, getting stuff to events, or even getting, you know, a physical presence at events is, you know, that's not exactly cheap. And, you know, we've, you know, so, I mean, we're trying to take advantage of what we can. I mean, you know, we kind of really, you know, except for, you know, the few donations we get, everything's kind of out of our pockets. So, I mean, we're just doing what we can when we can. You know, we have, in various cases, sent, you know, sent postcards or business cards to other members across the country that they can, you know, hand out at events, or, you know, hand out, you know, when they go out to the bar, or, you know, those things. You know, so we're always willing to do that. You know, that kind of thing. You know, so I just kind of take it as it comes, and, you know, we're figuring it out as we go. So, yeah. You know, there's no guidebook to, you know, to marketing a bear website. So it's
true. Very
it's,
true.
It's been a, yeah, one of those learn as we go things. So
now I do see you have a store link on the website at the bottom of the page. I did notice that doesn't go to the store.
Yeah, that's actually something that I need to remove. I had that there in beta. That's something we're working on. We're actually currently working on. If you notice right now, our official Bear Underground material is actually, you actually go over to beartshirts.com to purchase those. They're all printed and supplied by Brett over there.
I know Brett.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's been great to work with for our t-shirts. We're actually working on bringing the purchasing of those on site. They're still going to be supplied, you know, by Brett and everything. But we're just working on kind of getting a consolidated store experience, you know, kind of on the Bear Underground site. So that's something coming out probably within the next couple months. I just forgot to hide that link when I
And, but at least explains where we can go find our Bear Underground t-shirts. We just need to go to beartshirts.com. So,
right. Yeah. And one of the banners that we've got on the site actually links over there. So, you know, so and that takes you directly to the Bear Underground. We've got t-shirts and muscle shirts and hoodies. So bit of a variety there. But yeah, we're the store stuff. That's all. We're currently looking at probably January. We've actually got a few things I'm not quite ready to announce yet. But there's, I think, going to be a few unique things going on there. So we'll put out some announcements a little later once everything's all in place. But there's some stuff to look forward to there and everything. So,
Excellent. Sounds like everything's going really well. And you already said there wasn't anything ready to announce. Let's ask you a big question. What is your current favorite feature on your on the website?
Oh, geez.
Not to say that any are bad. Just which part do you like the best when you're just using the site?
To be perfectly honest, I would say the conversations. I mean, I'm a chatter. When I was on Bear 411, I mean, I would chat with anybody and everybody. And that's really how I use, you know, these websites. I love interacting with people, and I love, you know, meeting new people on these sites and, you know, and chatting with them. And I mean, really that was kind of my goal behind building that functionality, on our site here was, you know, I mean, I really, it's something I use. And I really wanted to make it something that I would want to use. And that's really kind of, you know, how it turned out the way it did, because that was really, you know, what I wanted with conversation history and, you know, and everything there. And that I would say is, I mean, that's my number one, what I use the site for is interacting with people and chatting with, you know, with other members. And, you know, I've met a ton of great guys over the last 2 years, you know, working on this, and it's just some really amazing people. And it's just been a great experience. You're just being able to interact with all of our members and, you know, and everything there. And, you know, and I, you know, I mean, you know, with that, I mean, I can get on my phone and I can message with people. I can open up the mini chat while I'm at work and I can message with people and I can, you know, so, I mean, I'm pretty much on here except for when I'm sleeping. So, you know, and so I would say out of everything that I think is the messaging system that we've got, I think is probably my favorite.
Okay. To go on the opposite end of that, is there something that you wish was improved, could be improved to a greater effect on the site? Like that you just don't have the opportunity or ability at this time to improve?
Huh, that's a tough one because I'm kind of always, you know, kind of seeing what I can improve where. Geez, I kind of.
Yeah. Or do you have a pretty spit polished site?
I think actually the big thing I'm actually kind of currently working on overhauling is actually the email notifications. That's something that, you know, I mean, we kind of had to scale back a little bit a couple months ago just because of it was overloading the server when sending those out. So I'm kind of working on rewriting all of that right now. Actually, I was working on that shortly before our call here. And so I'm hoping to have that all up soon with better looking and more functional email notifications. I'm looking to, it won't just say, oh, hey, you've got 500 messages. Come here to view them. I'm actually working on bringing back where it actually shows you what your unread messages are. I'm also bringing in the notifications into there, so you can see in the emails, you know, like when people unlock photos for you or reply to groups or, you know, those kind of things that we've currently got in the notification system on the site. So just kind of working on overhauling that, you know, so it performs better with the amount that we send. So yeah, I'd say right now that's kind of the big thing that, you know, currently doesn't work as well as I, you know, I want it to. So I'm kind of working on improving that. So,
and on our user end, it's not so bad. You know, maybe we get an email a day just because we haven't logged in to read a message, but
exactly
that's about it. So it's never been, from my experience through this entire time with the site, I've never felt nagged or anything from the website because I'd be bombarded by emails or anything.
Got a few different settings for that. You can currently choose to between a few different options, you can choose not to receive emails at all if you don't want to, but then you can also choose to get the notifications either monthly, weekly, or daily. The daily ones will only send, and they'll all only send out if you're not logged in at the time, and the daily ones will only send out if you have logged in since you last received one of the daily emails, or once a week, at the latest there. So, we try not to bombard you, more than we have to, you know. and we only send those out once a day. So,
I'm kind of in awe of. Just how much goes into this site. I know we don't really even get to see the back end, but there's a lot of interesting intricacies
there's kind of a lot of things that kind of all tie together, and it's definitely a lot of work running it, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I spent probably 90% of my free time over the last 2 years working.
Wow.
Phil always jokes he has to try to pull me away from the computer sometimes. I'm kind of always, whether it's just interacting with people or activating profiles when people, sign up, or working on fixing things or tweaking things or adding new functionality. It's kind of a constant, constant thing, but I enjoy it. It's a great hobby for me. It keeps me out of trouble. And
and the work in it shows, like, tremendously. Just the, because I love my Bear 401, don't get me wrong, but this site is amazing to me, and just how almost free flowing it is, and I get everything I need and then some. So
I'm glad you guys like it. I really do. I mean, that's you guys is what it's built for, you know. I mean, I can't have a site with just me on it, so
yeah.
It's really here, something I'm putting out for the community, and I enjoy it, and I just enjoy seeing everybody else enjoy it as well, and it's really a great thing, I think. So
now, did one question I kind of have is, so the site looks amazing. It's just pretty. tell me that all of that back end administration stuff, like when you're going to approve people's profiles, tell me, is that also pretty?
Actually, it is. The platform that everything's kind of built on definitely makes things easy for me from a maintenance standpoint, and I can actually get on and edit any piece of data, any profile data, anything from the admin area if needed. I can view all of the profiles and activate them when they come through, which I can do either from the computer or I can do from my mobile phone. I've actually been out at the Wrangler here in Denver and activating people before. So I actually get an email notification whenever anybody signs up on the site. And those all come to my phone as well. So I basically get immediate notification when people join, and I try to get them activated as quickly as I can. I mean, sometimes it takes a few minutes, if I'm in a meeting at work or, and those kind of things, or obviously when I'm sleeping. So, overnight people, don't get activated till I get up in the morning. I try to make it as easy on me as possible also, and everything there. So, I definitely try to keep everything as robust and easy to maintain as I can. So.
And what's the latest statistics on users? I think you had posted recently 6,000 members.
We are currently up to, let me just refresh here. We're currently up to 6,021 total members, and that number is growing daily. We actually have not had a single day since we launched the site where we have not had new members joining, which is just absolutely amazing to me. And it fluctuates, obviously, depending on the day and day of the week and summer, winter and holidays and those kind of things. Yeah. But we have had new members every single day. And we're by no means the fastest growing growing website. I mean, I think you could probably look at Bear Central for that, but we've been very, very consistent, very steady. We're I think doing great. It still kind of blows my mind sometimes just to think that, oh my God, I actually created something that has 6,000 people on it. I mean, it just sometimes is like, wow, it's just amazing. Currently we've been, averaging about 100 or a little over 100 per week currently. And everything. So it's been going really well. And it's definitely great to see how quickly we are growing. So
cool, definitely. And I'm proud to be a founding member. I was just flipping through the regular profiles pages, and I noticed I had a banner at the bottom saying "founding member." I feel so special.
Yeah, I threw those up the other day. I kind of just wanted to give a little thank you to some of the people that have been around for a while. So that's actually for any members that joined us either through our beta period or through the first 6 months of the site being online. And I just wanted to kind of give a little thank you to the to the people that have kind of been here since the beginning and helped us grow and definitely contributed a lot of suggestions and feedback and everything to me. So
I do have to say I thank you, because this is just a stupendous website. And this is definitely should be taking over Bear41's spot. This would be the replacement because it's a lot better.
That's what I'm shooting for, so.
The conversations, it's an actual conversation. You could actually see all the messages before.
Yeah.
While on Bear411, sure, they added this message history thing, but you can only access it if you pay.
Yeah.
And you can see the last thing, and then it's been a couple of days, and I don't pay because I don't want to pay for Bear411. And then somebody says something, and I'm like, WTF, what?
Yeah,
because I forgot the conversation.
The number of times I had that same issue when I was like, "Yeah, you talk with somebody and they don't get back to you till a week later," and then where maybe you had the one word answers, and then it's like, "Okay, I have no idea what the hell we're talking about."
I've been there.
And we do actually store the full conversation history. I mean, actually, every message sent on the site is actually stored. However, just for performance and ease of use reasons, we only output the most recent 15 in a particular conversation. So, we do actually have the full history, but we're just kind of only giving you what's most relevant. So,
yeah,
That's fine. 15 is probably good enough.
Yeah.
I think we're good on that. Well, I do like the What's Up feature. Basically, the Facebook Bruiser posting, Twitter postings. With comments.
Ready to work.
And sorry.
Yeah, and we actually just expanded that to allow for adding photo galleries to posts, and also kind of including a link, kind of like Facebook does, where it pulls in all the metadata and the title and all that, that fun stuff. So that was actually just recently added as well. So, so it's not just text no more.
Yeah, it's a multimedia website, so it covers things of broadcasting to instant messaging conversations, and it's just a beautiful site. It just looks great.
Yeah.
And as well as working well both on your desktop, on your web. This is definitely a great site that I think that everybody should also sign up for. Again, free.
Yeah.
Got a tip jar right there on the front page, like what we're doing. It was a tip.
Yeah, and every little bit, I will be perfectly honest. I mean, every little bit helps. I mean, we thankfully got very lucky compared to all the other sites, and that our expenses are much reduced, comparatively. We don't have the same kind of server expenses. My boss was actually nice enough to give us our server for free at work. So we don't have any of our server hosting fees. Currently our only ongoing regular expense is actually for the chat rooms, because that's an externally hosted application. And we have to pay per, the number of people and those kind of things. So that's our primary ongoing monthly expense. But then we've also got, the marketing costs and those kind of things, which kind of, vary depending on what we're doing at any particular time. So, like I said, if anybody is able to throw a little bit at us, great. It's definitely appreciated and definitely goes to, to helping expand and improve the site and keep things up and running. But, we've been really kind of, we make sure that. Sorry, Phil's telling me something here. At the same time too, I know the donation thing's kind of the popular thing right now. Bear Central's doing it, Bear Bruiser's doing it now, and you know, but, you know, I mean, we were doing it before it was fashionable, you know. Mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time, too, I mean, we're not like some of these other sites where it's like, you know, hey, if you don't donate to us, we're shutting down, you know, which has been, you know, going on a few of these recently. You know, I mean, we're in this for the long haul. And, you know, I mean, because we have been able to keep the expenses down to the degree that we have, we thankfully have been able to, you know, at the times when we don't have a few donations coming in, you know, we've been able to, you know, to cover things out of our pockets and, you know, and those kind of things. But, you know, but any little bit helps. So, and yeah, and actually just kind of as kind of a cool thing, with the fact that we do have this site hosted at my company, we actually, our hosting environment there, is actually partially offset by solar panels. Nice. So we're actually a green hosting company. Beanstalk Hosting is actually the name of it. Beanstalk Solar Hosting, I'm sorry. And you know, we do hosting for all kinds of websites, but yeah, our site is there too. And you know, I just think it's great that, you know, I mean, not only is our expenses down, but we're kind of also, you know, at a place where we're, you know, doing a little bit to kind of help out the environment as well. So it's a little bit of giving back.
Yeah.
You know, but so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, everybody pop over to bearunderground.net, sign up, click the donate link, throw him a buck his way, or 10, or 20, or 100, or whatever. And also pop over to beart-shirts.com, pick up a Bear Underground t-shirt as well. It's a beautiful site. Everybody go there. Thank you so much for being here, Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me on. It's it's been great chatting with you guys about it. So,
and thank you for giving us the state of the underground.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Ian, you have a great day.
All right. Thanks, you guys too.
Bye. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Yay. Wow.
That was awesome.
I know, right? I've been, I haven't been a member for long, and I only get on so many sites, and I really, really like what he's doing. And honestly, the fact that he really listens to his member base, and he's tweaking the site constantly, and it's not stagnant.
The one thing it's like he's not just sitting around and doing it and just like, oh, the site's up. You know, it sounds like he's in there always trying to figure out. It's like, okay, what more can I improve on this, or what bugs need to be fixed? I mean, it's just him.
Yeah.
I think his partner's doing something, I don't know the full sense, but this is really Ian's baby, and he loves his site. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not just about, I mean, it really, this site is what he wanted in a bear site. And then he was like, okay, I know what I want, but you know, there would be other people. What else do other people want? And he took whatever they wanted and tried to figure out the best way to integrate it. And I don't know about you. It's done a great job doing it.
Yeah, he has.
Everything seems very natural. It, as I said, it's a beautiful site.
Yeah.
It just, if anything, it just looks good. It looks modern. You know, if you go to Bear 411 or Bear WWW, it's like something from the 1990s.
Yeah.
Sure, there have been some minor updated features.
Yeah.
But just the look of the site.
Exactly.
I mean, sure, you could have modern day features, but still have a crappy looking website. This is pleasing. It's enjoyable to use. Again, the conversations. I mean, that's my big, big thing. Is conversations I want as conversations.
Exactly.
You know, I want to be able to see, instant messaging to begin with was still had this record of the history. And that's basically what he's set up. And it's just like any messaging from Bear 411 or Bear www. And it just looks better.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, all of our listeners and everyone else out there, I mean, it this is the site. You know, yeah, we have Bear City, and I really did like Bear City, but this is
better.
This is better. And not only that, it's working. You know, he said he's always every day. He's not had a day where he's not added members in the 2 years that they've launched.
I mean, it might just be like a day where only one person joined
or something. But still, you know, it's growing and mm-hmm. You can't really say that about some other sites. Yeah, you can say it about Bear 411, but the only reason people go to Bear 411 is because that's what people know.
And that's where most people are. I mean,
yeah.
How many thousands upon thousands of bears are over on Bear 411 versus 6,000 over here? Which is nothing. Saying that Bear and Ground's bad and Bear 411 is good. It's more of those people who are over on Bear 411 need to broaden their horizons and be like, okay, let's check out Bear Underground. I'll pop on, create a simple site. Maybe I won't put any pictures right now. I'll look around, see what's going on. And then it's like, oh, hey, this looks pretty cool. And then the more people that get over here, well, then we're going to have to figure out how to get some more income from the website because they need to help maintain the servers or something.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's been able to make it very streamlined. He really knows what he's doing.
Exactly.
And as I said, this is not a slow website. I mean, there may be some features that take a bit to load a little bit, but only because there's like a lot of media or something on there that's causing it. I can flip between the What's Up page and members page, and it just boom, boom, boom. So,
yeah. Well, awesome.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Ooh. With that, we're going to move on into more bits of our regular show. So let me restart my timer here. we'll actually switch from the timer to the stopwatch.
Yay.
Ian had only a certain amount of time, so we wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason why all of a sudden you heard radio work. That was the timer going off. So, that was the only reason. It's understandable. He's a busy cub.
Oh, God. Yeah. So given what we know now.
Let him get back to work. And I just thought that was so cool that I've got that little founding member badge on.
Yay!
That ended up me gloating. I admit that. Of course, also, Ian, of course, has the founding member thing, but that's because he founded the damn thing. All right. So, go.
Okay. So, gosh. Well, the big thing this week has been that it was my birthday. You know, my birthday was on Thursday. I'm 33. Woohoo. Yay, go me. But I had rehearsal on Wednesday with the men's chorus. There we go. Awesome. So I had rehearsal with men's chorus, and then I had I've had 3 days off of work, you know. Wednesday I didn't do anything major. I just stayed at home. Thursday for the birthday, friends took me out to Don Pablo's, and I had enchiladas and I ate too much. And Friday wasn't really anything special, just a really lazy day. On Saturday I did a drag show.
Wait a minute, hold on. You did a drag show or you went to a drag show?
I did a drag show.
Pictures. don't say that and not get away with not giving us pictures.
Oh God.
You're gonna have to send me a picture. I'm gonna post it on the website.
Awesome. I will see if I can find one. Actually, I think I know where one is. But yes, I've done drag in the past. I do it. I will usually do it for charity, for like the court, if you know what that is here in town. But every once in a while, which like last night, for example, I do it for money. Okay. So this was at a nice little bar in town called Bar Monet. And it was to put it simply, it was dead. Mm-hmm. Now you can blame that it was, you know, Halloween weekend and every bar, club person is having some kind of Halloween themed night. And you just had to, you know, people just had to pick and choose. But with the exception of my three friends and then three other friends that I had invited, there were maybe four other people in the bar, not mm-hmm. including the bartenders.
Nice.
So it was a light show. You know, it was a good time, but good God, we could have had more audience, but you know, I was helping my friend Sugar out, and you know, will I do it again? Maybe.
Yeah. Some of those few and far between. Now, are you the type of bear that shaves off facial hair when they do drag, or do you just keep it on?
I shave the facial hair off.
Okay. So you try to be as authentic as possible.
Exactly. I have...
You're prepared for Movember.
Exactly. but I don't really grow a whole lot anyway, so... It's really just like the goatee and the mustache and then like what little hair tries to grow into a beard on the sides of my face.
Well, I have this weird thing for my beard, because if you look at it from the side, mm-hmm. it looks kind of patchy. But if you look on it straight on, it actually seems pretty full. So it's kind of illusion-ish, and maybe a part of the shape of my face or something.
Could be.
Speaking of Movember, and did you have anything else?
No, that's it. I'm done.
Okay. So only 4 minutes. Hey, that's pretty good. Speaking of Movember, one of the things I was thinking of is actually completely shaving my head.
Oh, wow.
Shaving my face, of course, but also shaving my head. The only thing is that I haven't been able to find somebody to shave my head for me because I don't trust myself.
Oh, yeah.
I've thought about going to a barber, but I'm pinching pennies at the moment, so that might not work very well because I don't know how much barbers cost, because I haven't been to a barber in like 7-8 years.
You're looking at about, unless you find like super cuts or something like that, you're looking at maybe $14-$15, depending on where you are.
For a complete shave?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say shave it a haircut too, bitch. But I mean, it's not a haircut; it's a head shave.
Yeah.
So that's possibly not too bad. I'm gonna have to see about Austin. It's getting me some recommendations for barbers.
Yeah, look around for like supercuts and stuff like that. I'm sure they have some kind of deal going on, like $6. You know. You know, it just depends. But anyway. But,
I mean, you've seen pictures of me with, you know, post-haircut, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's still that, like, little stubble.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So there's still something there.
Exactly.
But I'm looking at, I can do that part, but I'm looking for clean to see what that would be like.
Uncle Fester kind of look.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's all intended to, like, have a clean palette and then have my hair and my facial hair grow back, so mm-hmm. I'll look like I'm a 12-year-old with cancer for a few days as things start to grow in.
Nice.
But the goal of what some people have been calling it, No Shave November, the goal is you get that clean slate, and then you let it grow. You don't touch it all of November. Here's my problem. Thanksgiving rolls around.
Uh-huh.
I'm going up to our family friends up in Cedar Park. What if I'm really shaggy by that time? You know, it grows out pretty quickly, mm-hmm. and I'm really shaggy at that time. You know, well, the nice thing is, and here's my justification. It's no shave, but it doesn't say anything about trimming.
True.
So that would be the thing. It would just kind of make sure it looks good. Maybe a little trim here.
Maybe a little trim here and there. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, it depends on how quickly it will actually fill in. So, but that's it. That's one thing I did this week was think about just completely shaving my head and my face. What else did I do this week? No COL this week, by the way, or COL movies this week.
Oh.
Dun
dun dun.
Because Ray is out. I think he's still settling into his new house with Chad. and other reasons, which is not appropriate for me to explain on here. So that's why, if you're wondering what the hell happened to the last 2 weeks of episodes, yeah, that's why. So don't worry about it. We'll be back beginning of November. Sorry we didn't complete our October month of horror. You know what? Hey, hold on.
Uh-oh.
I got an idea.
Uh-oh.
To kind of help out with this. Just a little bit. I'm pulling up some show notes here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which we're not using. I didn't write anything. Okay, so I'm going to do a quick little COL segment, or a COL movie segment here.
Cool.
Okay. So last week we were going to watch 28 Days Later and Frankenweenie. So I'm going to give a short little review of the two. Have you ever seen 28 Days Later?
No.
Do you know anything about 28 Days Later?
Kind of.
All right.
Go ahead and talk about it.
Short little synopsis. Not going to really get in too much into it. So it takes place in England.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie starts off with at a testing center, which has a bunch of apes that they're testing stuff on.
Hmm.
And there were some environmental activists come in to break them out. However, when there's a scientist there, and he says, no, don't release them. They're infected. And it was some what he referred to as kind of a rage virus. It's like, for all intents and purposes, somewhat become like a zombie, but it's basically overwhelmed with rage.
Hmm.
So you're not dead, because a zombie's dead. You're not undead. You're essentially zombie-ish because you start attacking people because you've got all this like overwhelming rage, adrenaline, and such going through your system. So it's kind of a zombie movie in the way, you know, people are like in it, except for the fact that because they're not undead, they can run really fast.
Ah.
Or you know, they have their normal human stuff. So they weren't going after somebody, they're going to run, you know. And it's just about the next thing you know, it's 28 days later, and this guy wakes up naked in a hospital ward. Alone, there's nobody there,
huh?
And it's about his adventure. So that way, I'm not going into much detail. that basically sets up the first like 10 minutes of the movie, maybe even less than that. But to get to it, so he's out in the middle of London, where it's like practically no one's there.
Yeah.
And he's like going, hello? Hello? Anyways. It's a 28% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, or 88% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, 82% audience. Directed by Danny Boyle, starring Cillian Murphy, Naomi Harris, and Christopher Eccleston is in there too. Cillian Murphy you might recognize as the guy who played Scarecrow in the Batman movies, in the Nolanverse movies. It took me a while to recognize him because he starts off with a full beard. I don't recognize him until they shave it off. But that's but for me, not being a fan of scary movies, actually was pretty good. So I like that one. I recommend it. Yeah, okay for me. Frankenweenie was the other one. 88% fresh in Rotten Tomatoes, 80% audience. Directed by Tim Burton, Winona Ryder, starring Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, and Martin Short, voices of course. And basically a long-form version of his short he did years ago. I think there might have been some changes. I haven't seen the full short, so... animation style, of course, classic, the Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas-ish type thing. I think it actually it looks a lot better now, but I think that's just because technology has improved.
Well, yeah.
Since then. So it looked really, really well. It's kind of amazing for this type of animation to have this. It's as if they were literally live.
Understand that.
It was so well, so well done. So I was kind of mediocre on it myself. I mean, there's a lot of technical aspects, and this is the type of medium that this story is best told in. And gets interesting, probably gets a little bit far out at points, but I think that's definitely worth a watch. So Frankenweenie gives an A-OK to me. No, I didn't go see Paranormal Activity 4 for what was supposed to be Thursday's episode. And I've only watched like half an hour of Amityville Horror, and I'm not sure if I got the right one in the minute. From Netflix.
Oh no!
Because I realized that there are two. There's one from 2005 and one from earlier. I bet you I was supposed to look at the earlier one.
Yeah,
but the latest one had Ryan Reynolds in it.
Oh, well, like, yeah.
Hey, I recognize this guy. But it looks like it's some sort of haunted house thing, and like. I'm sorry. I'm just sick of these scary movies. I mean, us watching The Exorcist, I had no problem with, because I was like, hey, Exorcist, really classic movie. 28 days later, even.
I know.
Paranormal Activity 4, you probably have heard if you listen to our Paranormal Activity 3 show. Sure, Paranormal Activity 2 had a great time because it was a midnight showing at an Alamo draft house with a packed house.
Gotcha.
So I got energy from everybody else that was there. It was a great time. Paranormal Activity 3, not so much because I didn't have the same type of circumstances. Was all right. I'm done with these type of things. So I'm glad we were able to skip over Paranormal Activity 4. But wait, we'll probably watch it in the past at a later date because
whatever.
Steven is.
He likes his
home. Like that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
One thing I am looking to do is to get you something special from COL Movies on the 31st, which is Wednesday. So hopefully stay tuned for that if I get to it. I'm going to try to get... Actually, I'm probably going to try to get it out by Tuesday night, so that's
nice.
There. Wednesday. Woo-hoo. October 31st.
Yep.
What could it be?
It's Halloween.
What's the show going to be? Anyways. So that's my COL movie.
Excerpt.
Oh, wait a minute. There was a trailer I was supposed to watch. Lincoln. Lincoln.
Oh.
We were going to be watching the Lincoln trailer. I'm kind of excited to see it. It's something about it, and I don't know if it's just because we've watched Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
But one, it's Spielberg. Two, Daniel Day-Lewis. Three, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And it's Lincoln, for Christ's sakes. It looks interesting. I mean, the last Spielberg movie I watched was War Horse. That was the beginning of the year, I believe. I really liked. I mean, I didn't think it was the greatest movie in all the world, but I really, really enjoyed it. So it's Spielberg. I mean, come on. I'm gonna say A-okay. I mean, the trailer looks great. I mean, I don't see why somebody would not want to go see this, unless they're, because it's like, oh, it's just a boring history. He's a sci-fi action man.
Well, anyways. Boo. Whatever.
Okay. So have you seen the Lincoln trailer?
I have.
What do you think?
I'm interested. I think that's the only thing that I can really say is the trailer caught my attention, and that I will probably do my best to see it.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a big movie fan, but I can, it caught my interest enough to where I can go, oh, that looks really good. Let me check that out when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, to finish off my week, I finally got 461 item level on my Death's Knight in WoW, and ran first section of looking for raid. So I got the achievement for that. And now I've got the raid rank in my guild. So I'm very happy. Yes, moving on. Also, for some reason, Robert would like to note, Ally Sheedy played Hedwig on Broadway and was in The Breakfast Club. Ally McGraw was in Love Story. Robert has lost his mind.
Ah. So that's what I mean. He was, I think, correcting himself from last week when he was talking about Hedwig, and I think he had mentioned Ally McGraw. And
you know, that took me a while to figure out what the heck this note was about. And then just now, literally, as I was reading it, I'm like, oh, that's right. Robert recommended Hedwig last week.
There you go.
So that's it. Also, thank you, Gary Garicio.
I think that's what I said. I think so.
Okay. On Facebook for liking us, we appreciate that very much. Tell your friends. Also, pop over to bearunderground.net to do that. Do you have any Craigslist ads?
I have one. But
okay, have one. Hold on.
If I can bring it up.
Come here. You lost it?
No, I have the fine. I've got it. I just got to... Let the stupid page load. All right. Craigslist, bringing the best of love and lust to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. This was actually one that I had pulled last week, and we ended up not doing. So this is from Indianapolis Craigslist, and it is woman for woman. Misconnections. Yes. And the reason I chose this one, you'll understand once I get done reading it. 18-year-old black belt, women for women, Greenwood. Okay, there is this 18-year-old with amazing brown eyes who I think feels the same connection with me that I do her, but am afraid to ask. It's a shot in the dark that you will read this, but if you do and you feel the same connection, let me know. I typically see you on Mondays and Wednesdays. Due to the situation I see you in, plus my age, I am extremely hesitant to approach you, not to mention the fact that for all I know, you like guys. Sad face.
I don't know. I like guys.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Would love to know if you feel the same connection and would love to spend some time with you, just getting to know each other and hang out a bit. I'll be honest, I get the age difference is pretty significant, so I'm not sure what I am saying or offering here. I certainly don't expect you to want a future with me or anything. You have your whole life ahead of you. I even feel bad for being attracted and interested at all. I just can't help but be mesmerized by those eyes and that smile and the maturity and abilities you have, already have. I have this weird fantasy of you just walking up to me after class and asking me to go out for something to eat or go for a walk or drive or something and just hang out, you know. Nothing major, just hang out. I know I am weird, and I also know the odds of you checking the misconnections on Craigslist is next to nothing, so why am I here? I have no idea. Smiley face.
Aww. This guy's just like kind of sweet.
It is, but the only thing that's creepy about it is you don't get her age.
Like, the age difference. She talks about the ages. She might be some 60-year-old lesbian.
I know, right? That's kind of what's creeping me out about the ad. Was like, are you like stalking this girl? I know it's she's like, not.
She could have just left out the whole age thing from that, because, you know, I don't know about you, but if I was the one who did the mixed connection, she probably wouldn't connect after seeing something about age difference.
Yeah.
Watch this. Like an age difference of like 10 years, maybe.
Exactly.
You know, 20 to 30. Sure, a little bit of an age difference, but, you know, hey, my partner was 12 years older than I was. Mm-hmm.
My partner's 16 years older than me.
So, I mean, you can still do it. And, yeah. I mean, I try to stick towards the within 10 years if possible, but, you know, it's not set in stone.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah. So, cool.
And I don't have a...
So this week I win.
Yes, you win by...
Default.
The fact that... I mean, yeah. All right, so moving on to picks.
Yes.
Honestly, I think we need to figure out what Robert put in here, because he put in a pick. Uh-huh. And I don't want to just leave him alone.
Yeah.
Coco goes to Target.
Yes. Coco Peru. Have you seen, do you know who Coco Peru is?
I do not know Coco Peru.
Did you see the movie Trick?
Yes. Long time ago.
Yes. She was the one in the bathroom that was like, it burns. She was the drag queen in the bar, in that one scene with the semen in the eye, blah, blah, blah thing.
I saw this movie long. I don't remember. All I know is that I hated the movie. So,
wow.
I've tried to keep it away from my memory.
Gotcha. Well, Coco Peru is a famous drag queen, and, you know, and
found that part out pretty quickly.
Yeah. And here you go. This is a real quick little blurb on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anyway, so she's going through. I watched this before the show, and it's really funny. And also considering that, you know, Robert works at Target, it was kind of nice to see, you know, she's basically walking around Target and making sarcastic drag queeny comments about everything and everything. It's the nature of the beast. So, I mean,
she found her Coco wig.
Exactly. She found her Coco wig. Her Facebook and Twitter fans found a Coco wig, and she went to investigate. Mm. So, yeah. But, yeah, you know, it's good. She's a funny girl, and it's a good video, so yay.
Mm. Hence the reason why Robert picked it.
Exactly.
Mm. So, moving on. Mine's a kind of a weird one. Kind of. It's not really. But for some reason... Okay, so... Before my birthday, I was at work, and I was bored. I was bored out of my mind, and I while I was sitting there talking to a customer, I actually did this thing where I'll write something, then I'll like with my pen just put a corner around it, like put a squared off thing, like a, you know, down and then underline. And then I would complete the box around whatever I did. And then I would start coloring it in.
Okay.
Like I'll do sections and I'll like create a little box and then it'll fill in the box and then create another box next to it and fill in the box. And it was just because I was bored. You know, here I am. I'm just bored. And I'm like, and I mentioned, you know what I need? I need like coloring pages or a coloring book and maybe some colored pencils. Nice. I don't like crayons. I want to use colored pencils. It allows me a little bit more accuracy, makes it a little bit easier to stay in the lines, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So I told my coworkers, whatever you do, do not decorate my desk. If I come in here and my desk is decorated, I am going to tear those things down with a vengeance. I mean, I was like, seriously, just don't. But of course, one of my coworkers had heard me talking about, you know, needing coloring pencils and a coloring book. So when I come back then the next day, so of course I took a few days off around my birthday. So
yeah,
same. So I come back. And there on my desk is 3 coloring books and 3 sets of colored pencils.
Nice.
One of them was an Amazing Spider-Man movie coloring book. One was a Thor coloring book. And the last one, hence after all this long story, finally get to my pick, was Superhero Squad. So Superhero Squad is a cartoon. Yes. I don't know what it's on because I'm watching it on Netflix, where it takes Marvel characters. They're completely taken out of the actual Marvel universe. I mean, there's some certain things that, you know, stick it, you know, connected to some of the things you know and love about in the Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, I mean, Captain America is hilarious in this. it's definitely not the Captain America that we know and love.
Exactly.
But something about it just kind of makes him, it's just so funny.
Yeah.
And it's basically the Superhero Squad is made up of Iron Man, who's the leader, Wolverine, the Hulk, Silver Surfer, Thor, and the Falcon, and they add in Reptile,
mm-hmm.
which I think this must have been a Superhero Squad only hero.
Well, no, he's in the Marvel universe. He's fairly new.
Okay.
He's young, but he's fairly new.
And the others show up. I mean, as I said, Captain America's in there. Storm shows up, and Storm and Black Panther show up. And they have the whole, well, it says, that's my boyfriend. So, I mean, we see the Fantastic Four and, you know, there's other characters that show up. Miss Marvel is hilarious.
Yeah.
She's as the essentially the landlord.
Yeah.
Because the Superhero Squad has their is like leasing the helicarrier.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a really funny. And here's the thing: is all the characters are like kid size.
Yeah,
I mean, all the grown ups are kid size. All the kids are much smaller kid size.
Yeah.
So it does have this style.
Yeah.
to it, and you watch it. One of my favorite things is because, and this probably gets back to like Power Rangers sort of thing, but. Is when they're going into action. All right, squaddies, hero up. And they do this whole sequence. It's like they're powering up or something. Yes. And it has a song. And I don't know the lyrics of something. Hero up.
Yeah. So,
this show is just a hoot. And I love just watching this on Netflix on my brand spanking new TV. Did I ever talk about my new TV?
I think you have.
Okay. I love my TV. I absolutely love my TV. Anyways. And yeah, so I'm recommending Superhero Squad. It's weird because I want to say this is a very much towards kids, but I can't. I almost want to say it's the style is a kids television show, but mm-hmm. there's something about it which I think that even adults would find it somewhat appealing.
I agree. I was I actually have seen the show. It was on Cartoon Network. I don't know if it still is or not, but I know it started on Cartoon Network.
And maybe on one of Disney's various channels now because
yeah,
they own Marvel.
Exactly. But it's really, really fun. I as a Marvel comics, you know, kind of fan, it's nice to see the random characters that show up and be like, oh, cool, I know who that is, and da-da-da, and I have no idea who that is.
They have the heroes for hire in there.
Yeah, yes, exactly, you know. It's fun, it's entertaining, and like you said, it's geared towards children, but it's not just for kids. Yeah. You know, it isn't. It really isn't.
And you got to realize, I mean, you diehard Marvel fanatics, it's like, this is how these characters are. Yeah. When you watch this show, you got to do all those, what you thought a character was like. Yeah, that has nothing to do with the show.
Exactly.
It's pretty much they've taken the motif of the character, but they created their own.
Exactly. I love how Silver Surfer's like a California.
He's an actual surfer dude.
Yeah. That's kind of awesome.
I love that. And I love how he's always somehow on that surfboard. Like there's the, in one of the recent ones, the helicarrier crashed, so they had to find a place to crash, and they go to a Doctor Strange's Sanctum Sanctorium,
mm-hmm.
and they're all having their own rooms, and they're all in their beds, except for Silver Surfer, who's sleeping on his surfboard in the bedroom, which has a bed.
Nice.
So
cool. Well, awesome.
Yeah. So that's my pick for the week. I love Superhero Squad. It's just hilarious. It's great.
My pick is just a random find on YouTube. Honest Trailers. The one I chose was Avatar, but all of them are kind of stupid and funny. You know, they're taking, they're basically giving you a trailer about what the movie kind of is really about, you know. Mm-hmm. I like the Avatar one just because of the fact that it's like, this is a recycled plot from so many different movies, and all of them were like about, you know, Native Americans and all that stuff, and I was just like, yeah, definitely. But, you know, they've got one for Dark Knight and Transformers and Titanic and Twilight. Twilight's one was kind of funny. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not going to go into detail. You just have to kind of watch it to kind of really see what is funny about it. Or not funny if you don't find the humor.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, but you know they're kind of fun, and they've got the, you know, the movie trailer voice guy, the deep dark voice, and
they don't have him.
They don't have him. They have someone that sounds like him.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know they don't have him because he's not alive anymore. But that's beside the point.
But you know they have that voice that you kind of recognize from that kind of thing. It's not him. I knew that, but. Yay. So that's really my pick. You know, it's fun.
Excellent.
Yay.
And that's it. That's the show.
Yay.
So what do we do today? We return to the Bear Underground. We found out that Robert is trying to get away from a tribe of medical professionals and none taller than 5'6".
Nice.
We have learned that COL Movies is taking a 2-week hiatus.
Yay.
We have learned women are strange.
Yeah.
We have learned transvestites are funny. We have learned that cartoons could be cool.
Exactly.
And we learned trailers are full of lies.
Yes. Lies.
So that's what we've learned this week on Cubs Out Loud. Oh, I did it again. I brought COL movies into here because that's one of our things on our segments. Now I just need to pop over to Flick Chart. No. There's plenty of ways to contact us. Let us know. What did you miss on this show?
Yeah.
What was out of this? Do you love the Bear Underground?
Yes.
Go to bearunderground.net for that and put a tip in the tip jar.
There you go.
Please also pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. Shoot us an email, it's cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. Really, we do. 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Google Plus at gplus.2/cubsoutloud. Pop over to bearunderground.net. Pop into the group section and join the Cubs Out Loud group.
There you go.
Discuss the shows, any topics you like. Cubs, shout it out loud. That's what we're here for. just voicemail. Anything. Even if it's not necessarily a response about anything in the show, if you have something that you want to talk about, shoot us an email.
Yeah.
Shoot us a voicemail. Whatever. Contact us. Let us know, because this isn't just about us. We like talking. We like enjoying it. We're hoping you're enjoying it too. But you know what? This is not just about us. This is about you too.
Yeah.
Pop over to bearunderground.net and join the Cubs Out Loud group. And Ben will hopefully be back next week. Robert, who hopefully the Tribe of Medical Professionals will finally have completed their physical and have been satisfied with the results. You can find him as Robbie Bobby on Bear 411 and Bear Underground. TatDude 806 for Ben at bearunderground.net. Damon.
Theater Cub 79 on Bear 411, Bruiser R Bear Underground.
And I'm Box Puppy, Bikes practically everywhere. And also Robert is about.me/Robert Neumeyer Jones. I'm also on there as about.me/BoxTech. Is that it? Or no, I'm actually Box Puppy.
There you go.
I'm actually Box Puppy on that site. And there's a cute picture of me and my sonnet boost.
Oh.
It's kind of blurry, but it also kind of makes it seem kind of something. Anyway, artistic or something like that.
There you go.
And with that, say goodnight, Damon.
Goodnight, Damon.
Oh, you did it right.
I did.
Say goodnight, everybody. But every time we record this, it's like the afternoon.
Yeah, well, it works.
Yeah, probably we're probably doing that because for the first series, volume one of Cubs Out Loud, we were always recording at like 9 o'clock at night.
Ah,
and it's not the Bear Underground, by the way.
Oh, I was typing. Damn it.
Yeah, you were typing. You were typing wrong.
It's called typing and trying to talk and listen and all that at the same time.